Headlines in Rhymes.
It's time to shut things down, university student style. Turn that frown upside down. Headlines in Rhymes. Let's go. Go, go. The price of tertiary education keeps rising and rising. Students all over SA come out in protest. Is it even surprising? Richer students stayed out of the fight. Yes, most with skin that's light. Others kept resistance fire bright, night to day, day and night, fighting for their right to affordable education. Who knows, maybe it's the youth that will take this country forward or take this country back. Not the DA though. Musi Mamani tried to meet students and he got a lot of flack. At Lutuli House, students asked Mantashi to sit down. Think he heard wrong. Maybe he heard you should step down. So he didn't. Another big story was Hamas visiting SA. The resistance to occupation throwing apartheid Israel's PR in a mess, eh? Addressing the media was charismatic Khalid Mishal, saying united we stand, divided we fall. But we must give ANC due though. When others hid, they stood tall. Netanyahu made a fool of himself and made global news, saying that Hitler didn't really want to exterminate Jews. But the world is now left even more confused. Did he make a mistake? Is that how he feels? Asked to apologize, he silently refused. I mean, why would Palestinians give life to a plan which would end in their lives and land being abused? Assad took a break from bombing Syria to visit big brother Russia. Putin was happy and ordered some chow from Eccles. Yes, real Russian specials. Haha, see what I did there. Hanging with Putin while his country was disputing, he returned home the next day though, back to killing, maiming and shooting. The strangest story of the week was a man with a sword killing people in Sweden. I don't think he was Muslim, or by now that story'd be leading on CNN. BBC later. That's it for Headlines in Rhymes this week. I'm out.
Headlines in Rhymes.